Greetings, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the E-SETI Ranch, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. Tonight we're going to do some call-ins, and hopefully some of the guests that came to the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference will be joining us tonight to talk about some of their experiences. And anybody else who came to the conference, feel free to call in. We had some miraculous things happen at this conference, and words just can't really cover what went on versus the experience. And if you're there to experience these events, it was life-changing. The speakers were unsurpassed, and we had Dr. Brooks Agnew, we had Dr. Michal Ledwith, we had Lisa Renee, myself, Joel Garvin. I mean, I can go on and on. You can go to the E-SETI website and check it out. Renato Longato, who we're going to talk about quite a bit, was here at the ranch, and he's covering the Latin American side of things here as far as contact is happening, and you're going to see a lot of things go far with that one. But, you know, he's been talking to Jaime Masson and a lot of other people that are in the field there, and they're all waiting for this information, so it's going to be incredible. But one of the things that happened during the event is that several things happened. One is that we kind of changed the program a little bit here and there and added a few things. And we had holotropic breath work and Kundalini classes. People were just blowing wide open right and left. And it was just it was amazing watching this process, how many people just walked away completely, you know, just total life changes and tapped in and blissed out. So it was quite an event. One of the things I had the pleasure of working with Lisa Renee, who is a very profound being. You know, she's really got some juice going there. And we got together, and a lot of the people that I've been working with over the years kind of asked, let's do an experiment. Let's do this process we do, the transpersonal release processes, but shorten it down and make it available to everybody that wanted to come. And we had about 130 people in the room, created a circle. And Lisa and I got together and started clearing the energies, and we cleared out any discarnate energies, any energies that weren't supposed to be there, and only brought in the highest energies to, you know, initiate the group. It was in a very large group. And what happened there is just people were exploding right and left and bursting out in tears and laughter and connecting with these higher dimensional beings. You know, all at the same time, about 130 people at the same time. It was just amazing. And people that were clairvoyant could see these massive light spheres, you know, zipping around the room and you know, portals opening up and gates opening. And those of us that do have clairvoyant abilities, it was quite a show. You know, just an incredible light show. But luckily, we got a lot of it on tape, and we got the audio from it, and we have the photographs from the session, which shows these light spheres working with everybody in the group. And you know, according to Lisa, we opened up a major gate. And what's happened is everybody here in the valley and the surrounding towns, even Hood River, you go into the towns now, and everything has shifted and changed. And whereas we used to get very drained when we go into the town, local towns, now you go in and you feel great. So a major shift has happened. This wasn't just for the ranch. It was for the entire area here. I don't know how far out that expanded, you know, the work that we did, but it seemed to be, you know, like a major acupuncture shot for the whole planet, you might say, you know, the work that was being done. We had quite a few other events here. We had the ships come in as usual. They were kind of sporadic in the beginning, and came here and there, and most of the people saw them. But the most incredible event happened around, I believe it was the 6th, the evening of the 6th, and I needed to go into the house just for a few minutes. And I got really clear guidance to give Renato Longato my camera. And I showed him how to work it, and I said, here, I need to go in for just a few minutes, and here it is, you know, here's the camera. So what's amazing is, four beautiful ships, just brilliant light ships, came in and powered up and lit up for everybody to see. One was kind of a violet colored, one was more of a purple or bluish colored, one was kind of a gold orange colored. Each one had a different color to it. which was amazing. And this would eliminate any possibility of any satellites. We also looked up at the time, and there were no space stations or major satellites in the area over Trout Lake. So, you know, it's a done deal, folks. It's on tape, and it was taped by one of the speakers, Renato Longato, with a whole field full of witnesses. We actually filmed the witnesses with the tape, and guess what? I didn't film it. Renato Longato filmed it. So nobody can accuse me of filming it, doctoring the tapes or all these other nonsense programs going on, because I'm out of the loop on this one. So anyway, it's a done deal. Fox News has come out, and they've gotten the ships. This is on the website. If you go to the As You Wish section there, pop it on. The links are there. You can see this for yourself. But it's some beautiful footage, you know, and you hear myself and Lisa Renee joking around and just having fun. The whole crowd just screaming and cheering when these ships come in, you know. So as far as some of the rumors going around town that nothing's happening new at the ranch and there are no ships coming in and yada, yada, yada that we keep hearing, you know, that they're only meters and satellites. I think, you know, that's pretty much dead, gone, buried, say the eulogy on that one. You know, because with this latest event, this last conference, it's a no-brainer for any reasonable mind. But we do have those unreasonable minds out there that continue to say, you know, nothing's going on here, unfortunately. But definitely, you know, with the amount of the speakers we had here, the caliber of information that came out here, you know, I don't want to take any credit for this at all, because this was divinely orchestrated, because each speaker came up with information that was so powerful and so concise and clean and clear that it was just amazing, you know, the information that came through. And a lot of it were things that I was really interested in myself, and I couldn't have orchestrated this myself, because I didn't even know what these speakers were going to talk about. But they all kind of overlapped and supported each other and validated each other from all these different angles with all this incredible new information. And all of these are on DVDs. We recorded each speaker, so you can go to, you know, the website eseti.org. And check it out. We're going to have those up soon. I don't think we have the setup soon. We're going to have everything up with each speaker and have the all set up for PayPal here probably in the next couple of days. But it's not there yet. But you can check out the lineup of speakers, and we should have all that together here really soon. The other things that happened were just phenomenal. The energy here was life-changing, transforming, healings, you know, spontaneous healings were happening everywhere. People let go of incredible grief. You know, some people actually lost family members while they were here, and they processed that. It was just phenomenal, and it was just, you know, it blew my mind. We're still recovering from the event. You know, it's quite interesting. Another phenomenon that happened too is that we created such a brilliant light here that we've had to maintain that energy. And for those who are struggling right now with this new energy, just surrender, let go, and bring it into the heart. What I've seen is there are a lot of influences out there. There's a lot of people trying to hang on to old mental programs and constructs and religions and beliefs and, you know, cultural divisions, and you know, it's time to just let go all of that and get back into the heart. Because we've seen over and over again is that as soon as you're pulled out of the heart and into the mind with judgment and separation and division, and these other entities can jump right in there, and they're out there. You know, don't kid yourself. There are some beings that are not so benevolent that are here to disrupt and keep the energies down. And, you know, it's, their time is up. They're on their way out. And, you know, it's time for them to evolve and go to the next level as well, or move on and go to another place or space, because the Earth is shifting. She's healing. She's moving to the next level. Some of the other things I thought were amazing that were happening here is there was kind of some disruptive energy that was here. And, you know, it was quite interesting. And people saying, oh, you know, there's no earth changes. Nothing's going to happen. Michal Ledwith covered that very well, you know, about the Mayan calendar. And he just said, you know, there's nowhere in the Mayan calendar, the Hopi prophecies, the date 2012 just does not come up as a day of horrendous changes and everything else. It's just not on there. And they did a lot of research on that, and his findings were, according to, you know, his research and science right now, is that there's going to be major events hitting before then. They're talking about 2010, and with this huge solar maximum coming up, cycle 24, and the problem is the Earth's grid system is very down. The magnetic fields are very down with some massive holes in them. So we are going to have some experiences when the sun, you know, kicks back on again, and it's just now starting. So, you know, prepare. I think it's time to prepare for some more erratic weather, some volcanoes and earthquakes going off, and I wouldn't be totally dependent on the grid system, because it's going to take quite some time to put it back up once these flares get through with it. So, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is a reality check, folks. And the people that are saying that no earth changes are going to happen are the same people that have been saying that for years. And we are having earth changes. We can't deny it. You know, we're having tsunamis. We're having earthquakes and volcanoes going off. You know, whole cities are being evacuated. It's happening, and it's been happening, and it's escalating, and it's up 400%. So it's not going to end with these just crazy weather patterns and more of this. It's going to continue until things settle down. And, you know, what we're seeing is probably not going to settle down for 2 or 3 years after the 2010, winter of 2010. It's going to be a crazy ride, you know, for a while. So anyway, the event was just an awesome event. The ships appeared. I must have had probably 50 people ask me, where's George Norrie? When's he coming up? All I can say is, ask George Norrie. You know, we don't know what is going on there. We don't even get an email back. We get no response whatsoever. So I can't answer that question. You might want to hit coast to coast and see what's going on. I think it's interesting that this message of incredible message of the higher dimensions and their work on our behalf and the benevolent ETs and the real positive messages just are not getting out. And there's been an effort to censor that and keep, you know, the fear and the suspense going and the doom and the gloom. Although we are going to go through some major changes, it's not bad. You know, the Earth does need to heal and regenerate. We need to move with this process and go to the next level. And what's behind these changes is just phenomenal. So we're going to have a new Earth. We're going to be living in harmony with each other and the planet. There's going to be end of war. You know, disease is going to be going out the door, most diseases. That technology is here right now. There's a lot of people that ask me, why are you working with the ETs? Even on the YouTube, when we put up the event there with that film by Renato Langato and all the witnesses there of all the ships coming and these amazing light ships powering up, we're getting a fundamentalist contention saying it's all evil, they're all the devil, you know, and we're hearing a lot of that on Coast to Coast and some of the other radio shows lately. We've got Catholic ministers coming out and just flipping out over this stuff. You know, and, you know, we have to ask ourselves, you know, what kind of a job have they done lately? You know, we look at their process and their program, and they haven't done a really good job of turning this planet around and creating brother-sisterly love. You know, they've made a lot of money, and there's been a lot of abuse in these institutions. And so we have to, you know, say, you know, who are they to be casting judgment and fear and all this other stuff when they haven't even cleaned up their own backyard as well. But you'll see a lot of posts on YouTube, you know, of that nature, of very fearful people. You know, what to me, it's like, why not? You know, if you have some beings that have transcended war and disease and live in harmony with each other and the rest of the universe, and they're very, very, very advanced, you know, far beyond us in evolution, and they're very spiritually and technologically advanced, why not? You know, why not get some help? Why not ask for a little help from these beings? You know, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever why we wouldn't, you know, connect with these beings. And as far as being the aggressor towards these beings, I think that's pretty senseless and childless, you know, very childish as well, because, you know, any being that can drop down from another dimension or transverse the time, distance, and space it would take to get here is extremely advanced. And, you know, our little toys, even our back-engineered toys, are no match for them. So there's no common sense in greeting them with aggression. That's kind of a egotistic pipe dream to think that we could win any kind of a war with these beings. And basically, the real threat is from within. You know, the enemy is within. We have our own problems here, and it's a much greater threat than anything out there. But we don't know how to go in there and get that threat and get that fear out and get that aggression out and get that old program out. And that's what we're here to do, to help people, you know, make their own interconnection, you know, create your own connection with Creator, whatever name you want to get it, give it, you know, stand in your own self-authority, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. It's not that complicated. We need to honor the diversity, you know, the religious and cultural diversity, and stay in the heart. I believe the law of love is the one law that supersedes all laws, which all the prophets have told us, and that's where we need to go. Stay in the heart, you know, get out of the monkey mind and get out of the fear and the aggression and all the other nonsense that's going on, and don't be misled, you know, by these other forms of media that are all trying to create everybody as the bad guy, you know, the sponsors of terror. You know, it's pretty crazy. But anyway, we're hoping that we'll be getting some calls in from some of the people that have come here to the event. If anybody wants to call in, feel free. We've got quite a base here. I think there was well over 200 people that actually came to the conference, and we've got, you know, a list of speakers, and they're on hold, and hopefully we've sent some emails out to them. I don't know if they're going to be getting them in time to call in, but we're going to go ahead and take it from there. It seems I'm really hoping that this connection is staying connected. We're having a lot of technical difficulties here with the show. We've had, right before the show, we had a strange, just out of the blue thunderstorm. And it hit the, did something to the phone lines here. I mean, lightning was coming down all around us and knocked out the phones. And my radio show got knocked out, actually, the equipment there. And we have some new equipment coming. Should be here probably the middle of the week, and we'll be up and going again. So we're just on a standard phone line right now, and hopefully everything's going to hold up until we get through the show. The new equipment we have is going to be a major upgrade, so we can actually play clips and play formats, and it'll be hooked into the computer. We can play things over the computer and also have a, you know, any kind of songs or anything we want to play, we can go ahead and put them on the air. Hopefully, I don't know exactly the capabilities of this until I get it, but it has special effects and all kinds of things. So when we have the fundamentalists call in, I can speak back just like the voice of the devil, like Art Bell does sometimes. It's pretty funny. It turns the volume, I mean, the tone way down, and has a big, deep bass voice. Starts coming back with the some interesting comments, you know. So I thought that was pretty hilarious when I heard it. Hopefully he'll be back on the air soon. I know he's been having trouble as well with the equipment, and their equipment's been malfunctioning for various reasons. Who knows why? But it's been quite an interesting event. The some of the speakers, we have a little clicking on and off here. Hopefully Do we have a caller? I guess, interesting. Well, we're having some strange effects on the phone right now. The one of the things that was very clear by some very powerful people, and we talked about a lot about it, at least Renee talked about it, and some of the other ones, is that there are influences out there that are trying to keep things down. And, you know, there's gates being opened. And we've got the, you know, Andromedans and the Syrians and the Orion Council of Light. You know, all these Pleiadians are coming in right now. We've got so many gates opening up. And the other dimensions are all pressing hard on the Earth right now to assist in this awakening and healing process and to help mitigate some of these major Earth changes that are coming up. So, you know, because of that, you know, it's almost like, you know, when you add a huge influx of energy like this to the planet, things are going to start pushing up. And it's going to push everything up to the surface. So all the things that aren't in alignment with the awakening healing process, all of the suppression, the you know, the tyranny, the you know, people who are, you know, have hidden agendas and who are destroying the environment and suppressing freedom and abundance, you know, all of that is going to come up to the surface. So it's going to be pretty crazy. And you're going to see things happening on extremes in the areas where they have the most control. So what you're going to see is in areas where the media has been totally controlled for God knows how long, that's going to start blowing wide open. You're going to see events happening there where it's going to start opening up to a lot of the alternative energies, alternative healing, and the fact that UFOs are here. That's going to happen here real soon. Now, the monetary system, which is the most controlled system of all and is going to go through huge ups and downs and influxes, and that's happening from July on, you know, all the way up till November. So if you're part of that world and your world depends on that world continuing to function business as usual, I would start shifting and kind of investing in a new world, you know, a whole new world, because that's what's going to happen. But it's time to, you know, start looking out for communities, hopefully spiritual communities, you know, start working together, live in harmony with each other at the land, learn to cooperate. You know, you have to do your process work. You know, you can't go into these communities holding on to a lot of competition and greed and separation and a lot of old wounds and traumas and fears, because that's going to screw up the community. So it's very, very important to look at that. Carol Hayward Baracus she did a talk and she opened up the ceremony and did an excellent talk, and we have her DVD here as well. And anybody opening up a community, I would strongly suggest you get that DVD, because she did a lot of research. She went to Findhorn, all these other communities. She looked at the ones that failed, the ones that thrived, what worked, what didn't work, and it was quite interesting, you know, what the information she came up with. And she has a wonderful vision. She's gone into the future. She's seen the future. She's seen, you know, what happens in the future, where she saw that a lot of the major cities and the major institutions were gone, and people were living in communities. And they're totally living in harmony, and there is almost like energetic bubbles around these communities, you know, and the consciousness there was very strong and very focused and very awake. So that is our future. That's where we're going. And maybe it's time to start investing into that and pay attention to the Earth and what she's going to do to heal, you know, and cleanse, and where she needs to go and move off of those areas. Next couple of years, it would be a good idea to, you know, start rethinking if you're along a major river or a coastline, or if you're, you know, on a major fault line, you know, rethink that. You know, really take a good look at that, at where you're living.
No doubt.
And see what the Earth is telling you. It looks like we've got a caller. Welcome to the show. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Rob. I'm calling from Massachusetts. How are you doing tonight, James?
Oh, good. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Yeah, I missed the conference this year. I was hoping we could make it out there, but unfortunately it didn't work out. But it's good to hear that things sounded like they went pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a question, not off topic, but had a question about meditation, really.
Uh-huh.
I know that you deal a lot with you know, spirituality, and you know, so I'm a little bit nervous, but you know, just trying to reach into your inner self and just try to cleanse the soul, and I've tried to get into some meditation techniques, and I'm kind of a novice, and I was hoping to get your advice a little bit, because I've tried to do a lot of different like breathing techniques, and what happens is every time I just end up falling asleep.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to call and just kind of get your advice and see if you could point me in the right direction to see what you would suggest for someone that's starting out like me to, you know, just try to become a little bit more spiritual, get in touch with themselves, and what would you suggest for, you know, just trying to, you know, start down that path a little bit, you know?
Yeah, the first thing I would suggest, and not to sound like a salesman or whatever, to get the books that I've written, that Reunion with Source has all of those techniques in it, and it also has the techniques on healing any unseen negative influences. And a lot of times when there's other influences around, they'll interrupt your meditation, like one by putting you to sleep, or they'll create accidents or distractions or, you know, all kinds of things. So I always tell people, if you're going to meditate and expand in consciousness, you're going to take on new territory and a greater awareness. And you know, every yogi or lama will tell you this. They'll tell you, as you expand in consciousness and get closer to nirvana, the demons will rear their ugly heads. And so there are a lot of disrupting influences out there. And I tell people, before you even start to meditate, it'd be wise to learn how to heal unseen negative influences and create a very safe space to meditate in. And you know, a lot of times in your meditations, that some people will go off, you know, and they'll go out, and they'll be going out of body, or they'll be being taught, you know, things on other levels. So there's different ways of keeping yourself awake during this process, and for some people, keeping awake may not be the best thing for them, because I know a lot of times the spirit will come in and put people out so it can work on them and work on their subtle bodies, even their physical bodies, and you know, tune them up and heal them. So
because I've kind of noticed that, where, you know, what I've done a lot is I'll do a lot of different breathing techniques, deep breathing techniques, and kind of form a mantra and just keep thinking that over and over again, and try to just put myself in a place that's very calm and relaxing, and just try to like fall back into my own mind and sort of like reach out and just, you know, try to expand my consciousness in that sense. And you know, I know that there's a lot of work with, you know, EBEs and the, you know, benevolent ETs. And, you know, sometimes I kind of feel like I'm kind of reaching out and can sort of almost, you know, not touch them, but almost can touch the consciousness and the energy of it.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I start to sort of feel anything and feel my mind falling back, it's next thing you know, I wake up and it's, you know, it's the next day and I have to get up to go to work or what have you.
Yeah.
And it's like I always feel like I'm about to get to somewhere, and then it never really happens. I just end up falling asleep.
Yeah, I would really focus on doing the clearings first. And because that's, you know, what we did at the conference here. We did that same technique that's in the books. And, you know, with 130 people, we cleared all unseen negative influences, any energies, that unwanted energies, moved them out of the way. And, you know, we did like a mass initiation for all of these people, and you know, it was amazing, and it was the exact same techniques that we used in the book to clear these entities out and create a safe place to, you know, tap in and experience the higher consciousness and energy.
I'll have to check that out, and you know, and we definitely want to try to get out to the ranch sometime as well. It sounds like it's just a great place to come and visit, and I'd love to see some sightings. And
yeah, we have classes going on here, ongoing classes that actually teach that. And we teach the Kundalini, we teach different types of breath. And, you know, one is the cooling breath, where you bring the energy down through the crown. And that's like the water coming down and activating, clearing each chakra. And then there's other breaths that are like a fire breath, that where you bring the energy up from the bottom, you know, up. But it's actually better, because those energies are very powerful and strong, coming from the first three chakras, and there are dentins, you know, they're very powerful there. And so when they come up, they can create a lot of problems as those energies blast through your other chakras. So it's good to clear those out first and then bring the energy up if you can. And we teach those techniques here at the ranch.
Well, it's funny, because you guys are, you know, pretty much famous for, you know, having the extraterrestrial, you know, sightings of the, you know, lights in the skies. And that's kind of how I was turned on to you guys. But I was really, really fascinated by all the spirituality that's involved in it as well. And that's what's really turned me on to you guys, mm-hmm. as well. And I think that's kind of a part of the ranch that sometimes gets, you know, undermined a little bit. I think a lot of the public just thinks about, like, you know, aliens and ETs and,
yeah.
you know, of course. And they kind of forget that, you know, there's a lot more than just that that's involved with you guys out there. And that's kind of what's really turned me on to you guys as well. So,
yeah, you have to rise to the occasion is the bottom line. And if you're going to contact a very spiritually and technologically advanced being, we have to, you know, rise to the occasion and become them, actually. And the bottom line is, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And they've created such dark images throughout most of the other news media about, you know, beings coming to slice and dice you and create human pilaf and conquer the planet and all
that.
Yeah,
it's all negative.
Yeah, and they're not even touching the bigger picture, which is what's really going on. I mean, there is some low-level contacts and some other stuff going on, but it just pales in comparison to the benevolent beings that are here, that are waiting, you know, to assist those who choose, you know, to awaken and heal and turn this planet around. But, you know, if we keep focusing on the negative and the fear and the suspense and everything else, then their hands are tied, because they can't go against our will. But at the same time, you know, we can't continue to use our will to destroy the planet and the environment, and so it's there's kind of a fine line there where you know, we do have free will, but we can't, you know, use it to nuke other
we can't force it upon
civilizations
else,
and things like that. You know, there's a line that they're going to step in and say enough's enough.
Exactly, and you know, as you said earlier tonight too, I mean, we could definitely use a little bit of help as humanity as a whole. So I would welcome it with open arms anytime. But,
yeah, somebody asked me about how I feel about the people that are really trying hard to discredit us and censor us. And what's interesting is that they're actually discrediting and censoring themselves, because they're losing all credibility when we keep delivering the evidence over and over and the witnesses that this is an ongoing event. And it doesn't stop. It's still going. So they're losing all credibility whatsoever, and it's becoming exponential. And when you try to censor
and the more
other people...
The more and more I've gotten into, you know, ufology as well, you know, at first, pretty much, you know, anything I'd see, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty interesting, you know, let's take a look at that. But the more and more I get into it, the more and more skeptical I get, but in a good way, in the sense that... you find out that there are a lot of hoaxers out there, but, you know, the cream rises to the top, and there are definitely, you know, there's some definitely unexplained phenomenon that's going on out there that none of us can explain, and it's unfortunate that some people try to take advantage of it, but fortunately, you know, people like you that are legit, you know, definitely are pointing us in the right direction, and it's just, you know, it's good to see that, you know, that there are definitely some real folks out there like you that, you know, are down to earth, and you take the spirituality side of it as well, which is a big part of it that people don't realize, and I think that's something that, you know, we really need to keep hammering home as well.
Oh, yeah. It's what I've seen, too, is that the, you know, the people that pull these shenanigans, they're really cutting themselves off from, you know, incredible states of love and joy and bliss and information and wisdom, and by taking the route they're taking. So it's really a, they're not really harming themselves. I mean, harming us at all, because we just keep expanding. The information keeps getting out there, and people are, you know, popping right and left. So it's nothing. You can't stop truth. It's going to come. It's like, you know, you pressure cooker. You know, you keep putting pressure on it to suppress it, and pretty soon it explodes all over the planet, and everybody knows about it. So it just doesn't work. You can go for so long, but it's always going to come forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, thank you very much for taking my call. I was a little bit nervous at first, so thanks for being such a gentleman. And I'll let you go, and I'll be listening in to the rest of the show.
Oh, thanks for calling. It was great questions, and I think you're on the right track. And hopefully you can come out here soon, and we can share with you all these different techniques that we use.
Sure, I'll definitely shoot you an email soon, and we'll see about trying to get out there sometime soon.
Sounds great. Hope to see you soon.
Great. Thank you very
much,
James.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Good night. Great call. I love those calls. You know, we need to keep, that's one of the things we really need to stay focused on is Alfred Weber was here, and a friend of his, Andy, I'm going to say his name wrong, so I won't even do it, but it's on the website. But he talked about Mars and all the information about Mars and how we've been going back and forth to Mars for a long time, and they have jump rooms and a lot of incredible information about this. And they've just been attacked, extremely attacked, for bringing out this information. And what they said is they said, you know, what are we going to do about this? They said nothing. They said, we're just going to go forward and keep bringing this information out, and we're not even going to give these guys any energy whatsoever, because that's what they do. They keep you tied up, keep all your energies tied up by continuously attacking you over and over and attacking your credibility and attacking the information. And they said, we're going to put all energy into gathering more information and staying focused on bringing out this information and let these guys, you know, basically hang themselves, which I think is an awesome approach to take, and it's one that we take here most of the time. Every once in a while, I'll stand up and deal with that issue, but I do it with loving detachment. You know, some people say, you know, why are you getting upset or why are you getting angry? I'm really not. I might be blunt, and I might be sticking to the truth and the sticking to the facts or whatever, but and being very blunt about it. But, you know, it's not going to disrupt my joy. And there's a part of me that actually has fun doing this, you know. It's almost like I have fun with the adversity. And we need to learn that. And I find it humorous because some of it is so ridiculous, you know, the comments that are made and said, and they're so unfounded. It never ceases to amaze me. I actually find it humorous. So we need to get that. We need to master that loving detachment and become the observer. And you know, get yourself a drama card, you know, and punch it out all the way to 2013, and just tell everybody it's full. You know, to catch up with you somewhere around 2013. We have our T-shirts here and for the site, and it was pretty funny. But they asked me, "What do you want on the T-shirts?" And I said, "Why don't you just put 'They're here, get over it.'" And I was just joking, but they actually did do that. So we have these T-shirts here now. They're not online, but they're just here at the ranch. But the T-shirts and the sweatshirts say they're here and get over it. But the funny thing is that, you know, they've always been here. They're all over the church walls and the frescoes. And I don't see why these fundamentalists keep attacking and saying this is all evil, because all of their ancient pictures on the church frescoes have UFOs in them, and they have very spiritual events around them. You know, they have Mary praying and a ship up in the sky with golden beams coming down, you know, to her crown chakra. You know, they have Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist with a golden ship up above, sending all these gold rays down over the event. You know, they have just countless frescoes with UFOs in them. And it's undeniable. You know, ships flying by with beings inside them, waving back at the people with a hand on a little, like a joystick, like a plane. So, you know, it's pretty undeniable. They've always been here. They've always been a part of our past. And almost every ancient culture has their legends about the star nations and the the gods and the visitors from, you know, Anunnaki, Nephilim. All that means is those who came from heaven to earth. So basically, you know, they've been coming and going for since the beginning of time. And when you really get down to it, and this is a shocker for most people, is we are them, and they are us. So they are our ancient ancestors. They're part of the first colonies that came to Earth a long, long time ago. And a lot of our history, even our religions, only go back a short amount of time. They don't go back far enough. But if you get into the other ancient Vedic scriptures, they talk in depth about the ships and the different types of ships, and the ships that are, some are physical ships, some are energy ships, some are magnetized light ships. Some of the beings on them are physical, some of the beings are energetic beings, and some have magnetized light bodies. And we have these ships. We have photographs of these ships and video of these ships flying over the ranch here. So because we've educated ourselves and because we've risen to the occasion, you know, we're the ones having the contact. And maybe it's time for people to start reevaluating this, you know, rather than running around and trying to chase, you know, little grays and little demons and things like that, that, you know, and paint a very ugly picture, that maybe they should go to the people that deliver every time, that have these beautiful light ships come over on a regular basis, and ask them what's going on, you know, versus just throwing all their fear and preconceived ideas into the pot. You know, it's just amazing the things we hear and what Hollywood's done with this. There's, you know, there hasn't really been a, I guess, I haven't seen The Race to Witch Mountain, but I think that had some ETs in it. And then The Knowing had some information about ETs in it. But it's really not doing justice in any way whatsoever to the big picture and the real story on who they are. So, you know, maybe it's time for Hollywood to step up to the plate. We talked a lot about that at the conference, and I've had a lot of producers come and go here that received a lot of this information and then just killed it because they went off in a different direction and decided to go, you know, take the fear and suspense route because that's what sells. So, but we've got to, you know, start bringing the real information out, and hopefully some producer will step up to the plate, and if you know anybody out there that's sincere, you know, that really wants to get this story out, we've got a story, and it's an amazing one. And it covers the real history of the Earth, covers who they are, who we are, our ancient ancestors. It ties it all together. And it's also a story of how the Earth can be, and you know, how we can transcend disease and the destruction of the environment, and, you know, live in harmony, live abundantly, and you know, not leave such a heavy footprint on the planet. But that technology is here now. We know who has it. We have sources of this technology. It's crazy some of the stuff they're coming out with, where, you know, they're still, you know, trying to create new fuels, you know, for new, I don't know, some of the vehicles they're coming up with are kind of interesting. But, you know, we have the technology right now that we don't need fuel, we don't need tires, you know, we don't need anything. We can make these things last basically forever, you know, our lifetime. And, you know, there'd be no planned obsolescence built into these things because the technology is so advanced, it runs effortlessly and there's no friction. So basically, we have the technology right now to get up in the morning and go have breakfast in Australia and come back and have lunch, you know, somewhere else on the planet, you know, on the other side of the planet. And, you know, effortlessly with no fuel. So when we keep talking about spinning tires around on asphalt and creating all these big heavy roads and all the maintenance and all the, you know, to keep these roads up and everything else, we don't need the tires and we don't need the roads anymore, you know, and we don't need the fuel. So it's time to let this information out. We also have some incredible new technologies for healing that are coming out now that are starting to surface. And I'm researching some new ones right now. But we're looking at the oxygenated water as far as supercharging this water with crystallized oxygen and having baths here, that your skin is your biggest organ, and it's going to absorb all this oxygen. Oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. The bottom line is, you know, most cancers are all anaerobic. They hate oxygen. Cure for cancer is just to raise the body pH, become more alkaline, and oxygenate the system. It backs cancer right out. You know, you don't kill it, you know, and kill your entire immune system and create a big toxic die-off situation. That avenue doesn't work. And the head of the one of the major cancer institutes said that, you know, we have a 400% better chance surviving cancer by not doing chemotherapy or radiation treatment. So they know the statistics make it very clear that what we're using now is probably one of the most harmful methods you could even think on as far as trying to cure cancer, and it doesn't really cure cancer, and we pay a heavy price for it. So we don't need synthetic immune systems. We need to actually restore our health through other natural means. We've always said food should be your medicine, so we should get away from all the chemicals and grow our own organic foods and you know, grow healthy, vibrant food, you know, remineralize the soil, and let food be your medicine. And foods can heal you, you know, just as water diets are having incredible people heal all kinds of things just by drinking a lot of water in the morning as soon as they get up. A lot of ailments are just going away. They're using peroxide, baking soda, everything to alkalize the system and heal, and they're having amazing results. So some of these healing modalities are very, very simple. They're very inexpensive, but you're not going to hear about them because it's all about the dollar, unfortunately. You know, the changes are coming, basically. You know, we have to rise up as a nation, as a people, you know, as planetary people, basically. And, you know, stand behind the people that are bringing these new technologies out and demand them, you know, because, you know, if we really want to have, you know, universal peace, if we want the clean, fuelless energy technologies to come out, if we want to end disease, we're going to have to stand up against those who are capitalizing on all three. So there are a lot of war and disease profiteers out there and a lot of people enslaving us through dependency, and it's time for us to become sovereign and rise up to the occasion and realize that, you know, the people are the power, you know, not just a select few. And it's time for the people to wake up and stand up, and just say enough's enough. Somebody, I had a woman here just maybe 20 minutes ago or so. Actually a little longer than that because I've been on the show for 20 minutes, but it was right before I came on the show, and she said, "What about Obama? I voted for Obama, you know." And she goes, "I don't understand. Everything's the same." You know, and I said, "Well, you know," I said, "pretty much the same people are in charge. You know, the same people are back in office, and the same people are holding this at the post, and the same people that messed everything up are back, you know. So it never really changes." And I always wonder about the sanity of America, where we are so programmed. You know, the form of insanity is to do the same thing again and again and again, expecting a different result. And so every, you know, 4 years or so, we have somebody step up and say, "I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that." They make all these promises. They tear down the other opponent for not coming up with all, you know, and doing what they said they were going to do. And that's the end of the, and about a couple of years into the thing, we're going, "Wait a second, nothing's changed. Everything's the same." And then the next group comes in and says, "Oh, this is a mess. We got to change it. And this guy did this, and this guy didn't fulfill his promises and everything." And then we vote him into office to get rid of the old bad guys. And then we find out everything's the same again. You know, so it's like you wonder if you do that maybe 20 or 30 times, you know, you might want to say, "Hey, what's up with this? You know, like, something's wrong with this picture." And so, you know, when are we going to figure this one out? You know, that, you know, maybe the people in general are going to have to get educated and wake up and just say enough's enough and not believe what the media is telling them and not believe what the polls are telling them. Because that's all doctored, and stand up and just say, we deserve to have, a clean environment. We deserve peace. We deserve to be, live a whole and healthy life in harmony with each other and the planet. That's our God-given right. That's why we came here. And the kids are doing it now. The kids are just not participating in this old program and waking up. And there's a huge influx of some very, very advanced kids coming in, which is one of the things we're going to be having here. We're going to have some people call them the indigo kids, the rainbow kids, the crystal kids, we're going to have a very camp here. And we're going to, bring these kids here and let them experience the consciousness and energy here, and as well as, validate what they feel and what's going on within themselves, and support them in their own quest for higher consciousness and energy and wisdom. So those are things they'll be up on the website soon. We're going to have that. We're going to have a lot of sustainable living classes coming up. I don't know why, but I keep losing the name for this, but hopefully it'll come back to me. It'll come to me. But anyway, we're going to be having classes here where people are learning how to build sustainable living, how to permaculture. That's what it is. The permaculture gardening, workshops. All of this is coming up real soon. We're going to have it all posted on the website. We're going to have some inner sensitivity training classes. We're going to have the Kunlun classes, Qigong classes. And actually, every weekend, we're going to make available a time where people can come and do a healing circle where we can clear any unseen negative influences around anybody who comes here and invoke the higher beings for them to have their own personal contact. So that's on the books as well. So we're working all this out right now and getting it organized and making it available for anybody who comes here. The event that happened over the 4th of July weekend where I was talked into doing that was with 130 people was quite an eye-opener for myself, because we've always had smaller groups and we've done a lot of personal transpersonal release sessions just one-on-one. But I've never tried it with a very large group like that, because I've always felt it was more private and something that is for each individual, and kept it down to smaller groups. But it just seems like we're ready now. There's enough people out there that are ready for this kind of experience, and to do that with 130 people or so was a real eye-opener, and to see how much energy was generated when we did this with all these beings, there participating, and the fields that were generated and the healing that came to each one who participated, and it affected the entire grid of the planet. And watching that, it was a real eye-opener for me as well, that I realized that, it's time to start making these teachings available to the masses. And the Kunlun teachings are 2,000-year-old teachings. They're just now released, and they're coming out to the people. So, there's so many amazing things going on here, and we're getting this all organized and kind of recovering after this last weekend. I mean, we're still cleaning up and getting everything back, back to usual here. So, we're back on track now. We should have by this week, and we should have everything all cleaned up and ready to go again. We'll start in with the other classes and the workshops and the other events. So be sure and get on the newsletter. You can go to eseti.org, sign up for the newsletter. Stay tuned, watch the website, because we're going to constantly be putting things up of new events coming up. And check out As You Wish Talk Radio. Go to that site, too, and check out the UFOs filmed by Renato Longaro. You'll love it. You hear everybody cheering. You can see all the people out there, and the ships just coming one after another. But basically, we're out of time. So my heart goes out to all the listeners, and hopefully everybody had a great experience that came to the event. And we'll be posting all the photos and the video soon on the website, so stay tuned. And this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.